You're listening to a special Rogue edition of Is Good on killradio.org. Starting a little bit late today, my apologies. I blame Cosmo.
It's my fault.
See? My guest today is Minibike. We're going to start by playing a track from their CD, Live to Ride, Ride to Live, myspace.com/minibikerider. Sounds like this. Check it out. We'll be right back on Is Good, killradio.org. Listening to Is Good on killradio.org. All channels up. My guest is Minibike, myspace.com/minibikerider. How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All good.
Fantastic. All right, why don't we have a lot of people in the room, a lot of instrumentation, and a lot of different musical influences, I bet. Why don't we start just by going around the room, tell me who you are and what you bring to Minibike.
In reverse alphabetical order. Go, Stuart.
My name's Stuart Eastham, lead vocals and rhythm guitar. What I do.
Where are you from?
From Northern California, Orville.
He's our token cowboy.
Small town up north.
Did this project start as, you know, Stuart, a guy and his guitar doing like folk country, and then you found bands to fill out a rock?
Oh, no, exactly the opposite, actually. Yeah. It started, it was AJ had this band before I even came along, and I started as the drummer.
Drummer.
And
drummist. Yeah.
And that lasted for
10 minutes.
Three, four years.
Right.
And he heard you drumming and saw singing potential?
But then I heard him sing and play guitar. I'm like, wait a minute, come off the drums, Stuart. Oh, you need to be up here.
promotion.
Yeah.
All right, so and you do what now in the band?
My name's AJ Dia. I want to say what up to Lakai and the Dia family. Amir James. I live to rock, and these guys rule, and Stuart's great, and New Edition Leanna, and I play guitar. I'm a hack, but I get by. It's all about the enthusiasm, right, guys?
So what was this project before Minibike, before Stuart was up front? As the front man.
Total chaos.
It's just a bunch of people rocking out together with no direction.
Probably like 15 people that really belong to the...
It's like the adolescence. There's been
right.
49 people that have played in this band.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's a truck stop polyphonic spree.
Yeah. Yeah, and the town's sort of developed over the years. But basically this version has been, the solid version for about a year and a half.
And who else do we have here? Just go ahead and grab a mic.
Cosmo Jones. I filled the drummer spot that Stu vacated when he got a promotion, and I'm looking to take his job someday.
Now, Cosmo, I've had you on the show a few times with some other bands as a bass player.
Yes.
Yeah, as a ballerina, as a mascot, various things.
Yes, I am Ricky the Raccoon.
Tell me about drumming in this act, like what the role that you play in this band, how it's different from what you do in other bands.
Oh, well, the role in this band is for me to be as loud and obnoxious as possible, and I usually carry that over into my personality when I'm playing with this band, because most people know me as a mild-mannered individual, but I go all out here, and I'm basically just a complete and total asshole. Next to me on the left... Oh, they can't see me. I'm on the radio, right?
You're on my right. You're at stage on your stage right.
Sitting on your lap. Wow. Sitting on my lap is the nicest guy in the world, Burke Erickson. Introduce yourself, Burke, and tell him what you do.
Hey, everybody. I play bass. My name is Burke. I've been with the band for about a year and a half as well, and I play bass, play guitar, but for this band, I play bass and love it.
And while we're on the subject of nomenclature and taxonomy, Stu and Burke have names that you can do many different things with. I'd like to just quickly run through some of our favorites. My personal favorite for Stu is Stu Diamond Phillips.
That's good.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
AJ, what's your favorite? Mount Stu
is amazing.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
We also have Stewie Lewis, Stu Manchu.
Yeah.
Stewie Lewis, and that's a good one.
Yeah, Stu Gossett Jr.
Stu Gossett Jr., that's a good one. And for Burke, we got so many. We got tuberculosis, we got Bercules, we got Hamburglar, we got Burkery. the list goes on. We'll just shout them out as we think of them during the show, and that'll be the little thing that ties it all together.
And for Cosmo, we just have Cosmonique.
Cosmonique.
I still don't believe that's his real name, but it's cool.
Anyway. All right, why don't we jump into a live song and before we completely unravel into chaos, and then we'll get back into figuring out what this band's all about. What are you going to play for us first?
It's a tune called Pickup.
All right, now you guys don't usually do a lot of acoustic sort of, this is like the smallest coffee shop in the world, so this is a little bit of a different style from what your fans might be used to, right?
We are accustomed to rocking with large amplification turned up as high as it can go, but we have been practicing so that we can tone it down a little bit for acoustic purposes.
My ears are very sensitive.
We usually go
big this rock. Song's Pick Up, and normally it's about a big monster truck, and it's going to be more of a Suzuki Samurai today.
You're listening to Is Good. My guest is Mini Bike. Whenever you guys are ready.
One, 2, 3. Pick you up in my pickup truck, girl, we'll walk the line. A drink Coors Light all in my tail, we feel just fine. And when the morning comes, I know that there's just one word to say. I don't wanna hide it, I just wanna find it. I just wanna find my way. Thank you.
course, snuck up on me. Like a raccoon.
That was a piece of his good music history. That was fantastic, guys. Seriously.
Thanks, John.
That was awesome. My guest is Minibike. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Wow, man. Fantastic. Right on. Like getting nice and warm in here, huh?
We like it hot.
I was sweating, bro.
Oh, snap. Sorry.
So let's... So we didn't actually get a chance to hear from Leanne, who's the latest addition to the project. Tell me about how you came in to Minibike.
Hi, my name's Leanna Miller, and I'm really...
Yeah!
I'm just guest vocaling for these acoustic gigs, I think, maybe?
Perhaps more.
Who knows?
Yeah,
so today's your big audition.
This may be my tryout.
You may be the 50th member, and you'll win a prize.
Now, Cosmo's told me about this band, you know, from way back, and described it as truck stop rock, and I immediately got an image in my head, and then I heard your music, and it synced up pretty well with that image in my head. Now, some people hear that and are immediately kind of turned off by it, like, oh, I hate that kind of music, you know, and then, but I imagine that they then see you play, and it's, you know, it's different from what they might be expecting. I mean, it's like, because truck stop rock also carries with it a certain connotation that may not, you know, be hip. You know what I mean? Like,
John, you're going to tell me apple pie is not hip?
You know what I mean? Now, where I'm going with this? Tell me about sort of defining the genre in a modern context for you guys and rocking out the way you like to do it without people telling you what it's supposed to sound like.
Right. For me, well, what it is, it's being able to, like, do hard rock and really rock out, but bring a country edge to it. And, I mean, which really isn't done much a lot anymore. Everybody did it back in the 70s. And also, it's you know, sort of a distant cousin to Southern rock, but what we do isn't really like that, even though it has some of the same elements.
How is it different from Southern rock in your mind?
To me, well, at least the cliches of Southern rock. I mean, normally you hear a Southern rock song, and they all have the same licks and the same style of this and that. And whereas I think ours comes from a more
tradition,
hard rock. A little more country, but also a little more hard rock. Kind of melding those two together, as opposed to this third thing that became Southern rock, or what we know as Southern rock, you know. And it's just sort of cliche-ridden genre, I think.
What was the kind of stuff you guys were listening to, like, early on, that when you decided you were going to blend these two, you know, hard rock and old-style country together?
I think it just kind of came about,
I think,
you know.
Naturally, man.
Yeah.
I think it comes totally natural. And we don't really think about it as we want to sound like this or that or the other. We just start playing, and it comes out that way, and then we just run with it.
We pick the best from everything. I mean, there's going to be a little Black Sabbath in there. There's going to be a little bit of Waylon Jennings. From the drum department, you might hear a little bit of The Refused. I mean, it's just going to be like a total culture clash. But in the end, if we take everything that's good about music and pick from that and put it into one song, sometimes you can get some magic. And that's why I joined Minibike, because I heard that and I'm like, it's fresh. I mean, it's familiar, but it's fresh.
How does the song generate for you guys? Does it start with just a lyrical idea and then you build the music around it, or is it the other way around? You guys jam out and then the words come.
Exactly the other way around. Like, I have a bad habit of what I do is I just kind of make up words, freestyle, for a long period of time until we're...
So there's also a heavy rap influence.
Hip-hop influence.
I mean, it's literally until we've all said, okay, the song is done, the arrangement is over, we like it, then I'll start working on the words. But what happens is a lot of, like, freestyle things that I end up doing end up making their way into the final words. So it's kind of, for me, it's a good way to develop a concept for the song. It's kind of what accidentally comes out. Be like, oh, that's a good concept, and then write the lyrics around that concept.
Do you think having started as a drummer gives you a little bit of a different perspective on how the singer-songwriter part of you comes through?
No. I mean, it might make me a better rhythm player, but I mean, I don't know about the writing lyrics or any. I don't know how it affects that necessarily.
Do you guys all kind of collaborate together, like start on the song together and work out the pieces, or is there, you know, one fundamental person who brings in the music and then the rest of you guys, you know, chop it up and add to it?
Someone will bring in a chunk. Stuart generally brings in a chunk, and then we're really hypercritical and try to make it the best we can. And at the end of the day, I think everyone's really happy with it. So for that, I mean, I just want to point out, this AJ is the guitar player. I'm flanked by two awesome guitar players. Burke on bass happens to kick my ass on the guitar, as does Cosmo, an ex-professional guitar player. So all you guitarists out there listening, just know that. Just know the pressures I have on you.
You're going to get kicked out of your own band for not meeting up to their standards, huh? Let's listen to another track from this CD that you brought in. This is a recent release for you guys, isn't it?
This was like our demo of this new incarnation of Mini Bike, and while there's good songs on there, I wouldn't say it's our best engineering job. We literally did it old school style over a weekend, so it's fun. But we are in the process. Well, we can talk about this later, but we'll tell you about our new album that's coming up.
So this demo is a precursor to your new album.
Yeah, it's about what, 6 months old, 5 months old. I'm not good with time.
It was the end of last year,
and I'm the drummer.
But it's getting good reviews on GarageBand.
It is. It's getting actually really good. Sunday Sun is getting 5 stars on GarageBand, which is difficult to maintain because you know there's always some guy there that's going
to
hate it.
You guys want to listen to that now? Should we throw it on?
Yeah, well, what the hell?
All right.
Let's give them all 5 stars.
Yeah. This is their 5-star song, Sunday Sun. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Yeah. We'll be right back with more Mini Bike.
I'm just gonna keep on doing everything I see. So don't you try to hide it. I found your special place. Since it seems I found it sitting on my face. Yeah. Sunday.
And we're back on Is Good with my guest, Minibike. MySpace.com/MinibikeRider, MinibikeRider.com. And where can people get this album now that it's available?
Through the website.
Through the Webernet. The Webernet? The series of tubes?
Yeah, through MinibikeRider.com. We have a store set up. You can buy it right through there.
Confuser on your...
Yeah. We have a hell of a website programmed over there by Stu Diamond Phillips in ASP. I know you're all dying to know what language it was programmed in, and I'm here to share that with you.
C-sharp,
ASP. Anyway. It was designed by myself with an assist from Mr. AJ Dia, who's a fantastic graphic artist, shoe designer, and all-around genius.
Hey, listen, give a shout-out to the guys who Amy Harris.
Finally, a nerdy hard rock country band.
Why don't you let John host the show?
Well, there's obviously, 15 or so people performing on this CD, referred to before. Tell me about some of these people who make up the band.
I do want to give shout-outs because we had some great players come through and either give us their time or practically give us their time for beer, jazz cigarettes, and maybe a little bit of cash. We had Amy Ferris, who is an awesome fiddle player, and she plays with Dave Alvin and Ray Price. She is a monster, and she can play everything with a string on it, and she can orchestrate things, and amyferris.com. Then we also had Phil Goff from the Blue Hawaiians, who played lap steel on the song that you just heard, Sunday Sun.
No, not on that song. On Barstool's and 8-Balls.
I'm a liar. One more. On Barstool's and 8-Balls. I am absolutely full of crap. Actually, all the bitch and slide on there was Mr. Stu Manchu over there. So sorry about that, Phil Goff. Yeah, you did awesome on Barstools and 8-Balls, and he's a great guitar player and studio owner and all-around good guy. And then we had the Voodoo Organist, whom you must have on your show someday. He does about 300 dates a year, tours all over the place, and he played organ on...
Salt Lick, the first song.
Salt Lick. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, you guys are just getting into the recording part of this band. You said this was a demo you guys put together. You're working on a new album. Much different animal from performing live. But just from seeing that one live performance you guys just did in this room, it's obviously a big part of what you guys do. You are a live act.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Do you guys see yourselves as recording artists, or is that a necessary evil to sort of have something to sell at your live shows?
No, I would say we're both. I mean, they're fun in different ways. I mean, one is just getting up there and rocking. The other one is just crafting something cool that's going to be a cool piece of thing that you'll always have. So I think they're both fun in different ways. But I think, but they're totally different from each other. You're right.
What makes a good live show for you, in your opinion?
High fives.
High fives on
Lots
stage.
Lots of high fives on stage.
Just the appreciation of the audience?
High kicks. It's just fun. I mean, it's fun to go out there. And luckily, we have the type of music where we can just let loose and have fun. And I think people see that we're having fun, and they have fun, too.
In these particular venues, when you play out live, like especially where we play bars and, clubs, people dig it, so we get a lot of fans when we go out playing live. May not necessarily be into our music, and they'll say it straight up, but they're like, it was a damn good show, you guys. So we get a lot of networking that way, so it's nice.
Does it matter what kind of venue it is, or can you pretty much pull in an audience no matter what the space?
So far we seem to pull folks in.
Yeah. Everywhere we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes surprisingly so.
Well, we have songs that we pick from certain types of songs depending upon the gig. Sometimes when we have a real long gig, we don't get to do that, but otherwise we try to tailor it to where we're playing and the people there. Usually.
Right. I mean, the good thing about our set is we can play with country bands or we can play with hard rock bands,
right.
And we could sort of tailor our set to fit either way, to, if we want to do that.
Nice.
Or a little bit of both. But, I think what I like is that we can kind of fit with both crowds because I like both styles of music, so I think that's cool that we can pull that off.
Well, on that note, let's pull it off again here in the studio at Kill Radio. Would you like to play for us?
This is a brand new tune we've been working on called Confessor.
All right, give me a sec. I'm going to throw this mic over here.
I'm coming through the trees and
dreams of yesterday. I don't believe in angels. I don't believe in time. I'll tell you what I'm hiding. The day to remind.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the band Mini Bike.
Yeah.
All right, Two Live Stew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one.
There we go.
I want to hear your story of, you know, being in behind the scenes on the drums, and then everyone discovering that you can sing this kind of music, and then kind of finding your voice. I mean, did you just open up and sing, and it came out this way? And
no, it was a very slow process. I mean, what I started it, I think I brought in one song. And then what we used to do in the old this old version, we're a three-piece, and for a third of our set, we'd all switch roles. And Amir would play bass, and John would, or the other guy who played, the old bassist would play drums,
Johnny.
I would sing. And,
Johnny Rocker.
And it just, you know, progressed like that for a while, and I started bringing in more and more songs. And then when that bass player left, it was kind of, we just restructured everything. And then once I got to this, I mean, I had been writing songs for a long time, but once we started this version of the band, it just all of a sudden, tons of songs started coming out.
Have you seen your voice kind of evolve? Has you gotten more comfortable in the singer songwriter role?
I think so. I mean, they could probably answer better. These two answer better than I. But
especially with all the live performances.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I've just in the last year, I'd never been a frontman until a year ago. I mean, I'd done it once in a while, but now it's full time and.
It's, karaoke doesn't count.
Yeah. No,
political rallies.
You know, I love it. It's like I found my spot, you know, so it's cool. I'm stoked.
Now, where you guys got coming up next? You got some gigs coming up soon?
Yes, we do. On Thursday, we're going to be playing at the Foundation Room at the House of Blues on Sunset. And I believe we go on at 8:30. And if you go to our website, there's a flyer to get discounted entry. But
oh, that's p.m., 8:30 p.m.
Right. And it's a killer venue. And I don't know if anyone's ever been to those Thursday night shows at the Foundation Room, but they're really cool. A lot of good people, a lot of good bands, good variety. And it's just a fun time. It's like a party. More, you know, it's not like one of those places where it's like everyone just brings their friends to see their one band. It's like a party all night.
So people actually stay. That is a problem in L.A., right? Even if you get friends to come, they're like, hey, I made it, and then they're out, you know?
Right. And at least I've been to, like, I think three or four of them, and every time I go, it's just packed the whole time, and people just come to see good music. So we're really excited about playing, and so, yeah, folks should definitely come out.
Have you seen a little mini bike following kind of grow over the past year or so, like familiar faces at shows and things like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely starting to build up. I mean, I think one thing we're trying to, you know, now that our music is a little more in a niche, I think we need to start playing with other bands in that similar type of niche, you know, like that sort of country rock or, you know, things like that. Because I think once we get to that point, it'll start building exponentially. But, oh, yeah, we definitely, you know.
Got a tribe.
Yeah.
We're working on our tribe, and we have this Thursday at House of Blues, and then we've been getting better and better gigs. In fact, Mr. AJ Dia to my right has hooked us up using his masterful rock and roll connections with an awesome Orange County House of Blues show at the House of Blues in Anaheim, and I'd like him to tell you about that.
We're opening for... a really good band, Unwritten Law, famous, you know, L.A. San Diego band. My buddy Scott Russo, fellow skater, and hooked it up, and can't believe we're doing it, but I'm pinching myself as a musician. I mean, to be playing the House of Blues on the big stage is awesome.
Yeah, and that one's on May 10th in Anaheim.
Nice.
May 10th.
Does your radio waves reach the Orange Curtain?
It does. It does all the way.
Do you have internet out west?
Yeah. No, we probably have people listening right now from the state of Europe. the city known as Europe.
We here in America consider Europe to be basically a big museum for Americans.
Speaking of finding your little niche, do you guys as a band have a sense of what mini bike sounds like, so that if you start working on a song that doesn't fit your idea of mini bike, and go, wait a minute, that's not a mini bike song. Let's reel it back in.
Yes, definitely yes. We have a couple recently that we've done that to, that were just no. Everybody soured to them. Stu and I brought a couple ideas in, and it was no.
Yeah. But you brought a bunch, and they were yes.
Right. I mean, it's not.
And as the drummer, every song I bring in is denounced quickly and authoritatively.
Well, now that we're getting ready to do this record, we have a wealth of material, so we're trying to just wrangle down to a manageable amount of songs to record. It's proving to be a challenge.
He said wrangle.
That's a country term and a rock term.
As is wrassle.
Big time wrassle.
Let's give another listen to this this CD. Live to Ride, Ride to Live. What should we play off of this?
Barstools. Rock one versus slow jams.
Let's slow jam it.
It's for the ladies.
Your listening is good. Killradio.org.
This one's to all your friends in the bars.
Playing the pool halls, oh Lord, I found you home. had to shake it out and fail. Will the future of my past tell me that it won't last? Try again later, I guess. Darling, I was riding all along, did a fairy tale and a song. But if you won't know, just let me go back home.
Back on Is Good, hanging out with Minibike. What's the significance of the name of the band?
Oh snap, Minibike. Just kind of an anti-name, really. Minibike was like just evoked a funny kind of laughter with my brother Adam and Todd Pearson. We're just like, let's call it Minibike, and we just thought it was funny, and you know, it evokes a funny kind of thing because it's really an anti-name. So
but is that, I guess that kind of goes along with you guys thematically. Like it seems like a lighthearted project. You know, you guys are writing music for people to have a good time too, as opposed to, you know, heavy downer. I mean, some of your songs are slower than others, but I mean, generally it seems to be pretty upbeat.
Still all about the same thing.
It seems to have a pretty upbeat vibe to it, though.
Yeah, mostly. I mean, we got some slow jams, and actually for the new album, we're going to work in a few more, a little more country style. But I mean, it's definitely not like, yeah. Not downer type of music, even the slow jams, you know.
What do you think, just generally, the Minibike music is about? Are there themes that you come back to a lot lyrically or sonically?
Be honest with our audience.
I will say they make fun of me sometimes. But what I like to do is balance one party song with one little more serious song.
With one after party song?
Yeah. And that's sort of like my... For some reason, when the songs are ready for lyric writing, I tend to, whatever comes up, they're usually in pairs, and I do one funny one and one, you know, one funny party one and one a little more serious. Mm. And like for the two new songs that we're playing today, the last one's a little more serious one, and then the next one's a little more of the party one. And for me, that's the way, you know, that we get I get both out of my system.
And do you just sort of, in terms of writing, it's like, okay, the song's done, now I really got to write the lyrics, and you hear that ticking clock, or do you set aside a time to write and work on new material?
I mean, it's different for every song. I mean, sometimes it becomes more developed than others while we're jamming it out, and my fake words turn into solidify while we're jamming more than other songs. And sometimes it starts with the concept. Like, we have a song called Peckerwood Slim, which I just had the concept for a lot longer than I actually had the words. And then once I finally sat down and filled out the concept, then it was done.
So it kind of wrote itself then?
Yeah, well, it was just I was kind of just putting it off because I had the whole idea and I knew what I wanted it to be, and then I just had to sit down and fill in the ideas for it. And we'll work through it.
You guys ready for another live song?
Yeah. Sure. All
right, what's this one going to be?
This one's called Truckin' Country.
All right.
So this is another one of our newer tunes.
Which one of us is counting this one off?
Me.
Well, let's make sure we do it at a good clip.
Good. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I wanna see you dancing, get crazy, wild, fancy. I hear the lights all calling. Come on, girl, time for balling. Out with the kids in the ball and chain. I wanna run them all down like a big freight train. We gonna have some fun tonight. Well, you don't have to know, girl, how you rocked out my world. City, they don't count, no. When you're drunk in high Mexico. Out with the kids in the ball and chain, I wanna run them all down like a big freight train. We gonna get us some tonight. Cause I'm rolling and I'm reeling and I'm rhyming and I'm stealing. Gonna sleep with me all day. Is good. Killradio.org. My guest is Minibike. Where should people go for the latest up-to-date info on Minibike?
CNN.
CNN?
Pretty much.
Pretty soon.
Minibikerider.com. And then you'll hear actual songs with drums on it. I do want to point out that what I call it is my $250 end table that I'm playing. It's called a cajon.
It's quite fancy.
A cajon.
It's quite fancy, actually.
Two of them would be...
Cajones.
You
got
it at the Cajon Pass?
I got it at the Cajon Pass.
Okay.
In El Cajon. And it's our friends from the South. It's a Peruvian bass box that I picked up about a week ago, and it's quite apparent that I don't know how to play. But it's got a bass sound and a snare sound, and I sit on it.
It's nice.
AJ, tell me a little bit about, before Cosmo depreciates himself out of the band, about how you found playing guitar. I noticed in each of these songs, they take a moment to, and here's AJ on the guitar. They take a moment for you to really shine with, you're really connected to your guitar, and you've been in the band since the beginning.
Right, right.
When was the first time you picked up a guitar? How'd you know you were going to play it?
Oh, I've been waiting for this question for my whole life, because I don't think anyone's ever said this, but I'm going to tell you this. Maybe I'll date myself, but my inspirations probably go back to the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix and Donny Osmond when he was a little bit rock and roll, and then Marie was a little bit country. Did you guys know that? Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at? So anyway, it ain't funny. And so when I play guitar, I just do what I can do. And then I look around the room and everyone's like cool with it. So I'm cool with it because I can't do any more. I can't do any less.
Do you ever look up and they're like, what are you doing, man?
I never look up.
So when you guys are working on a song, do you sort of know that there's going to be a time in each Mini Bike song for you to kind of do some of that experimentation or kind of shine through the song and say, oh, this is the point where I'll come in and I'll do this part?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we have some really good guitar players in the band. So I kind of leave it up to them. Like, is this good? And they're like, yeah, it's good. And try this. I mean, I can't say a lot of bands have that opportunity to have great guitar players in a band to be like, hey, what do you guys think about that? And so Cosmo's been really instrumental on a lot of my parts. Like, hey, I'm kind of tired of playing this. What should I play? So, you know, and Burke, too, is amazing. So besides getting my ass handed to me on the guitar daily, it's, you know, every day is, a learning experience. So it's good.
But, yeah, I think a lot of that's built into the songs because, again, we're like a live performance band, and that's such a key part of live performances is being able to rock like that and throw down the fat solos and, you know. So I think they're definitely built into the songs.
All right, well, before we run out of time, let's do one more live song if you guys have it in you.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, what's this one?
If there was ever like a classic, like what one song could define Mini Bike, this one might be the closest.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Mini Bike.
I'm gonna tell you a story about me and a family I met. Suddenly, when it showed me things that I've never seen, I'm just a boy back then, but I became a man through a night of sin. And in a moment where you see what the hell I mean. Well, I got drunk last Saturday night. Didn't get in the casino. I was looking for a bottle. So I bet a woman and a devil with a money pile. She said, Texas Hold'em was the game. I said, I'll be up there. If you say my name, said my name. Lick the lips with a smile.
Hey, little baby.
Come on, girl, please, won't you let me be?
Hey, little baby.
Outside and I'll show you my mini bike and you can ride with me. Well, we drove downtown to sister's house and I needed something to talk about it. I don't want
than $1 million all naked up playing a twister game. And you can ride with me.
This is all part of the song, right? This is still going on, right?
Yeah. And cut.
This is the bridge.
That was fantastic, guys. Right on. What do you guys think of the future of Minibike? Where do you see it going? What do you want to do? You guys want to tour, see what that's like? Or you have what kind of aspirations? How will you know when Minibike's made it?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum.
Doing House of Blues in Anaheim soon. That's a start, right?
We definitely want to start touring, and that's why hopefully with this album, you know, we'll have it done this summer, and then start playing, promoting it, you know. Yep. Start small, California, if we have to, and work, you know, just build our circle bigger and bigger.
Real quick, we're going in the studio with a really awesome producer engineer named Rich Balmer, who has done everybody from Beyonce to System of a Down, which is perfect for us because a lot of people say we sound like Beyonce meets System of a Down.
Yeah.
So naturally, this was a perfect fit. So we're actually starting on the 1st of May, May Day, as you might be aware of. We're gonna start figuring out what songs we're gonna do. We've got to narrow it down to 18 songs. Then we got to drill it down to 15, and probably somewhere between 12 and 15 will make the record. And we hope it will be done in July if everybody has their ducks in a row.
All right, tell us once again where you guys are playing next. And you got a couple shows coming up.
Yeah, this Thursday, 2 days, 3 days from now, we'll be at the House of Blues, the Foundation Room, and
LA.
At the Hollywood one. And the entrance, if people don't know, is on the Sunset Porch. It's kind of weird to get into if you haven't been there before. And we'll be playing at 8:30, so we're kind of early that night. But like I said, it's a fun night. Come early, stay all night. And then a big show on May 10th at the Anaheim House of Blues. That's on the main stage, opening for Unwritten Law.
And we're playing the world-famous Banwell Trace de Mayo party in Newport Beach on May 3rd in celebration of Cinco de Mayo.
And then,
go ahead.
I was going to say, May 17th, we'll be at the Mint as well. It's a Saturday at like 11:20, I think.
If you all come down Thursday to the Foundation Room and mention you heard us on Kill Radio and John's show, we'll give you a special present. And I promise we won't punch you in the face.
All right, I'm there. You got me. So let's sign off with one more track from this CD. What do you guys recommend?
Way Back Home.
All right, there it is. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This will be available for download from myspace.com/thisisgood and isgoodmusic.com. Of course, check out Minibike's profile on isgoodmusic.com as well as minibikerider.com at myspace.com/minibikerider. You've been listening to Is Good on Kill Radio.
Turn it up.
.org.
I'm trying.